Yeah, every year at this time, we make it the Trevor Gebhardt Show because that's all he does is win championships. He wins another one at North Dakota State. And the Washington Warrior joins us on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line. Well, what are you going to do next year, Trevor? What are we going to do next year at this time?
Well, hopefully I get another phone call from you guys to be on the show. Talk about another championship. I'm hoping.
What was it like this year down at Frisco? I mean, really the game itself. I mean, you guys dominated the whole playoffs. I mean, it wasn't even close.
Right away we go down and score, and they respond with a quick drive. With that good running back that they have, and it seemed like it was going to be a battle there for a while, but then after the blocked field goal that we returned inside the five, momentum swung our way, and we kind of took control from there and never really looked back. So it was comforting knowing that towards the end of the game that had the lead pretty much in hand, and it's a feeling that doesn't get old, that's for sure.
Well, win a championship in 2011, win one in 2012, and then we'd been hearing, at least from the outside, Trevor, that you know, it's like, well, what more could you accomplish? You wanted to go undefeated, the perfect season. Did you guys feel that pressure towards the later part of the season when you get into the playoffs that this was still that goal that you wanted to achieve, kind of something that you had to set internally?
It was definitely a goal of ours. As far as feeling pressure of it, I wouldn't say that was really the case. We have a pretty galvanized and focused group of guys, so that helps a lot. But that was one of our goals that we set at the beginning of the year, and we never really lost sight of that. So being able to do that, it feels pretty good.
Well, look at it over the last, five, 6 years. You got two runner-ups at Washington, then you won the championship as a senior. Red shirt, freshman at North Dakota State, they win the championship. Now 2 years in a row, national champions again. You must think this happens all the time.
Yeah, I've gotten pretty lucky, that's for sure. The first two championships that I was in, those were pretty bitter taste in my mouth. I didn't like those very much. But going back to my senior year of high school and then now these three, it's a pretty big blessing, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm just really, really fortunate to be a part of something pretty special, so I can't really put it into words, per se.
He's Trevor Gebhardt, North Dakota State wide receiver, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris, Washington Warrior grad, three-time national champion. So I want to ask you, from a player's perspective, this information about Craig Bohl comes down. I believe it was right after the first round of the playoffs, the first game that you guys had played. You find out that Saturday night that Coach Bohl is leaving to Wyoming. What is the feeling in the locker room amongst the players once you guys hear that news? And how did you first get wind of how he was leaving?
Well, how we found out was through Twitter. A guy from CBS Sports somewhere, I believe, first reported it. And then a couple of the media guys up in Fargo got a hold of that information and put that out, and that's how the guy saw it. And I think that kind of sent some shockwaves through. I mean, it was kind of like a surprise more than anything. I don't think that our coaching staff really wanted it to get leaked that way. They had planned to get the guys together on Sunday and tell us themselves. And I think it was just more of a shock because of how we heard about it. There wasn't any negative vibe from it. College football is a business. Guys come and go all the time. And we understand that as players. They understand that as coaches. And we just stuck to our goals that we had set out at the beginning of the year because we were all fully bought into that, and they wanted to stay and finish those goals with us. We were fortunate enough to do that.
Did you get any sense, because Coach Bohl and a lot of those coaches stayed on staff throughout the course of the playoff run and being an alum, I mean, that's what I wanted to see, is that they would finish this. But was there any change in preparation and maybe looking ahead a little bit by the coaching staff? Or did you see that they were so invested in what you guys were trying to do?
Yeah, they were. You could tell they were fully 100% bought in to what we were trying to accomplish. Our coaching staff, that the guys that are moving on to Wyoming, they fully love Bison football 100%. and we wish them nothing but the best of luck at Wyoming. But they had started a job, and they're a type of they're a group of men that want to finish everything, and that trickles down all the way down to our style of play. Everything that we do is finish, finish, finish. And they definitely lived up to that throughout the playoff run. Even though they had decided that they were going to move on with their careers, they were still fully invested into us as players and the university in the finishing what we had set out to accomplish.
Well, Coach Kleiman is sticking around. Have you had conversations with him about what he's expecting out of you for next year?
Not really. We haven't really got a chance to speak because our coaching staff, they stayed in their role that they started the season out with. So he stayed as a defensive coordinator as his role once we found out everything that was going to be happening postseason. So I haven't got a chance to talk to him individually. I know when we had our meeting with Coach Bowl the next day after we found the news that he was departing, I shook his hand, congratulated him, and he said he was looking forward to working with me a little bit more because, you know, him being on the defensive side of the ball, he works with the offensive scouts and his defense, so I don't really get much time individually with him, but definitely looking forward for that.
We always hear about kids when they choose a particular college that, you know, is it the college or is it the coach itself that you go play for? How about you? When you decided to go to North Dakota State, how much was it the name North Dakota State, and how much was it Craig Bowl, head coach, NDSU?
Well, it was definitely more of the name North Dakota State. I didn't really know Craig much as a coach really at that point. I was just kind of feeling my way out in the university because I knew that coaches can come and go, and you got to go with the university, and you got to go with how you feel with that university. And I know a lot of the guys that I'm friends with and I'm close with on the team, and really almost everybody on the team, a lot of us came to North Dakota State because it just felt right. It felt like home. It just seemed to fit. And like when I went on my visits, a lot of the guys that I was with had said the same thing. And those were a lot of the guys that ended up signing with us and are now playing for us. So I'd say it was more of a university institution as far as making that decision than the coaching. Because, you know, some guys make that decision. For example, a guy like Joe Paterno, who's at a program for a long, long time, you know, they're probably going to stay there. Then that might be more of a factor, but it seems like in today's world, you never know what's going to change. So that was more of a factor in my decision.
What did I see? 14 of 25 starters coming back next year for the Bison?
Yeah, there's quite a few of us. We got a good group. We lose a couple of linemen, lose our quarterback, linebacker, cornerback, some D linemen.
Ooh, corner.
So we'll have some holes to fill, but.
Corner.
What's that?
You played corner in high school.
Oh, gosh. yeah, I don't know. It's a different level to play corner right here. We got some guys that are very capable, so.
You like running away from them instead of going after guys like you, right?
Yeah, I've gotten a little bit more used to running away from them lately than playing as far as when I did that when I was about 17, 18. So.
So what are your plans over the next, 3-4 months? Of course, spring ball yet, but how about you personally? What's keeping you busy?
Really just kind of get my body back right now. It's been a lot of football the last few years. Definitely starting to feel older with my body playing. These playoff runs is basically a whole nother season that we've played.
That's true.
So getting nicks and bruises healed up, getting the muscles kind of back and rejuvenated. We'll have a couple weeks off here. We'll start our workouts back up about a week after we start school here. And then go through our winter workout phase for a couple months, and then you're right back at it with spring ball.
Well, you got a couple of rings. Have you seen the design of the third ring that's coming your way?
No, we haven't had a chance to get that, but I'm definitely excited to see that one. That one should be a pretty cool one, I'd imagine.
Hey, Trevor, congratulations. You got a lot of folks here in Sioux Falls following you. What's going on? The former Warrior you are, and we wish you the best, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Yeah, thank you very much. I always enjoy talking to you guys.
Thanks, Trevor. Take care.